Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and good evening. My name is Brenda Williams, and I am your host to Speak Your Mind Radio. So we have a very, very, very exciting interview tonight with our author spotlight, none other than Miss Paula Montgomery. I can't stop speaking about this woman. I read her book, Vulnerable, Stepping Out Beyond Fear, and it's just so powerful. It's moving. She's actually giving me some awesome ideas for my next book. So I'm just proud of her, and I'm honored to be getting ready to do her interview. I've picked out some of her writings that she's written that I want to definitely personally hear online tonight. So I'm excited. So without further ado, I'm going to bring our author spotlight in tonight for everybody to listen to. Hello.
Hello.
Do I have Miss Paula Montgomery on the line? How are you?
Hi, Brenda. How are you? She's here.
I'm blessed. I really can't complain. Have had a hectic week, shift changes, but I was like, you know what? I'm getting this interview in because, like, this is just. And I'm, by the way, let me say I'm honored to be doing this interview because I know that I have a long list of waiting. But I'm kind of one of those people that if I read what you wrote and I'm inspired, I kind of skip you to the top of the list. And I know some listeners are going to be mad, and I'm still working on reading everybody's books. But, you know, there's but so much material you can read while you're still trying to carry on with your daily life. But this book made it simple. So I'm honored. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Tell us who Paula Montgomery is and what inspired Paula Montgomery to write this book.
Well, Paula Montgomery is just a simple, average woman. I mean, there's nothing, you know, spectacular about me other than my love for God and my love for writing. I've been actually writing since I was little. Maybe seven, I can remember writing my first poem. And the inspiration came from to actually put a book together from my sister, who I actually dedicated the book to. She would, you know, always read my material, and she would say, Paulina, you got to do something with this. You have to do something with this. You know, people would love to hear what you write. And I'm like, you know, I don't know about that. But, you know, I eventually decided to take it a little more serious and just started, like, writing, and then I would recite. Like, my pastors in church would call me to do things in you know, in a church to write, to recite poetry. And that's pretty much how it started. But, you know, actually, back in the day, I'm, like, you know, really, really, like, aging myself now, but I still want to be a rapper. Around the time songs came out, so I used to write rhymes, but I just write it in different fashion now, you know, unto the Lord.
I hear you, and the funny thing that you would even say that is that a lot of people who do music, they're actually, all they are is poets. They're just singing it versus rapping it.
Yeah.
So I've said that before. I know I have a couple of people who do poetry collabs, and they do music attached to it, and it's the same exact thing. So I think, you know, we're all artists within our own grasp with different things. It just depends on, you know, which direction you want to take it in. Now, this book, I know you said that, you know, you wrote it based on your sister and everything, but is there anything or anybody else who basically has you inspired? Like, who in your family has lifted you up, who's been your rock from day one and wanted you to do this and was so proud of you to do this?
Well, without a doubt, it would be my mom. You know, a lot. It wasn't just my sister that I wrote about. It was like different. The book is compiled of different things and different experiences in life, from one battered women to being cheated on to, you know, just rejoicing in the Lord to me being as silly as writing a poem to God about, you know, me wanting to lose weight. You know, just I call that one looking stupid. I don't know if you got to that part yet. But
yeah,
it's many different,
whole book.
You know. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's many different things in it. But my biggest, you know, inspiration by far would be my mom. And, you know, I just, you know, and, you know, my close friends and family that really, really support me, you know?
I understand. So I have to ask this question because, you know, me being a poet as well, we're in different genres of poetry. Mine may send you to the church. After reading mine, you may decide you need to go to church. But I'm really serious. I'm so serious. But my question for you is, when you said you recite, how is that like for you as far as reciting, like when you stand up and do your poetry? Like, how is that, what feeling does that give you that, like, goes through your body while you're doing that?
Honestly, sometimes it feels like it's not even me, because it's like when I write, it's like I hear the voice of God like talk to me. Like, he deals with us all in different ways, whether you write, you know, regular or whether you write, you know, for the Lord. Oh, I have some of those type of poems too. I just doctor them up and change them around and make it, you know, something that can be, you know, like put in the book or whatever. Feeling is amazing because it's like it's reaching souls for God's kingdom. And the response from people has been amazing. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, I thought, like, nobody would even care or want to, you know, hear anything that I had to say as far as poetry-wise. Because, you know, you hear the cliche, oh, people don't read anymore. Or, you know, everything is, you know, about 2-3 seconds of attention span, and people don't want to sit and read a book. I've always been a reader, and fortunately, the people that I've come in contact with, they, you know, they've been blessed by the book.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that me and you talked about, I think, when I first heard one of your poems. That's what,
yeah.
You know, and that was one of the things I told you. Right now in today's world, as much as going on, as much as negativity, all this death and all this, everything that's going on, sometimes it helps some people to pick up something positive. So you're right. There are not a lot of readers, but when it comes to positive, you know, positive material, people need that. You got to think about, I think your book would be really good in the prisons. I think in the prisons, You should probably look into that, because there's a lot of people that are in prison right now that are by themselves. And those are the mm-hmm. people who they actually take and turn into guinea pigs and do tests on and use their organs. A lot of people that's by themselves need some sort of pick-me-up. They need some sort of positivity. So even if you agree to start going into the prisons and, you know,
hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, I don't know what happened, but you went away.
No, I don't know. I
was saying hello to you.
Yeah.
You were gone.
I don't know what happened with that. The last thing I heard you said was if you agree to go into the prison.
Okay, well, let me continue. I do apologize, callers. I have no idea what happened. I don't see how we got, I don't know, because I was saying hello, and I couldn't hear anything. So I just hung up and dialed back in. So I don't know if maybe that's what it was, because everybody went mute for a second. And sometimes that happens. You know, this is internet radio. Sometimes it happens. The internet decides to work how it wants to work. I'm sorry, but we're back. But what I was saying was if you decide to go into the prisons, that'll be great for you, because even if you do it once a month and do it as a mentor hour to where you sit and read, or you allow prisoners, you know, to read, even if it's people that, like, are on death row, that can mean so much to them, because just a little bit of sunlight and a little bit of shedding of glory can actually change them, can turn them around. You know, you have a lot of people with so much hate these days, and you have a lot of people that feel like nobody's there for them and nobody cares about them. But you can change that, and this book that you wrote can be an instrument to them to help them.
Amen.
I would think that would be something that you should definitely look into, honestly, because I know there's somebody else who does it. Somebody else who does it, and he tells me he gets great response. So definitely do it. And then go to, there's a huge opportunity for you with this book you wrote. You can go to nursing homes. You can go to women's shelters. You know, you can just go anywhere and spread the glory and spread the goodness and leave this behind. You know, so
amen.
I'm just proud of you. I'm proud of you for just everything. Just like I said, I've been talking about you to people. I've been talking about the book. I've been telling people about you. And I think you've kind of changed my mind, because I used to do poetry. My poetry used to be conscience pieces. It used to be about the world. It used to be about everything that's going on. So when I used to be a poetry, and I think I told you this, but when I used to be a poetry junkie, I would probably do 5 days a week of shows, like, because they have them, still have them now, where you can call into them and share poetry. And they never knew, based on me coming on the line, if Diamond was coming on the line, which is the author of my book, or if Brenda was coming on the line, which was going to be the conscience one. So I think you changed my mind a little bit, because you've got me kind of wanting to do something different. So.
That's wonderful, and it's funny that you should say the nursing home, because actually my mom is in a nursing home, and I actually have something set up that I'm going to be doing a book signing and, you know, a reading there to inspire, you know, the patients and the staff, so because I have a good rapport with them, and, you know, it's been a while, so it's something definitely different for me, and I'm just trying to, like the subtitle of the book, step out beyond the fear, because I do have like a shyness or fear of speaking in front of large groups of people, especially people I don't know, you know, but God is with me on that as well, you know, so to God be the glory.
I know. I agree with you. To God be the glory. So what I'm going to have you do, well, first off, I do want to know about something I saw you put on Facebook. It was about a book signing that you went to. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, dear God. I had my first book release party on September 30th. My church family did it for me, and it was awesome. When I say awesome, it was just more than I expected, you know. And a lot of my friends came from Jersey and Brooklyn. Like, I'm in New York. I'm sorry. So it's like I haven't seen some of them in years. And for them to, you know, and it was rainy. It wasn't like a good day. And for them to take their time out to come and support me, that spoke volumes, you know. And I was just grateful, and I'm just so humbled by this whole literary experience and just being the vessel that God chose to bring forth this body of work. And I'm just so, like, humbled by the response of it all.
I bet. It's kind of almost like an overwhelming experience. It is. It really is. But it's kind of, like, surreal. You know, I think, let me ask you a question. Let me see, was it the same for you? What would you say was the best moment about, like, when you became published and became an actual published author? What hit home for you at that point, that particular day that your book came out? What hit home for you the most?
The first thing that happened when I actually saw the book in publication was I only wish that my sister was alive to see it. And my second thought was, I can't wait to show my mom.
Yeah.
And I wish my dad was alive to see it as well, you know? I wish that they could have saw that accomplishment, you know, because I actually sat on it so long out of just being fearful until God said no, no more. You know, he just pushed me in a way that I was not accustomed to. I'm still not accustomed to, but that was it. I just felt like so like, oh, my God. It was like when you give birth, like you to see a child for the first time after laboring for those 9 months, you know, and
yes.
And you just want to share that experience with the person that, you know, or the people that inspired you.
I think for me, it was the fact that I can Google myself now.
I don't know.
You got to Google familiar. Yourself. You got to Google
like
yourself.
People go, oh, she's an author now. I'm like, really? Is that what they calling me? I'm like,
I'm telling
know,
you because
know?
If, when you become an author, whether you ever sell a book or whether you don't, that's actually there, and that follows you. And your grandkids see it. Your great-grandkids see it. That's something that's an accomplishment that comes up. Like, I hear people say now, you know, this girl in my training class, she was like, oh, I'm an author. I've been an author. She became an author at 10 of something.
Wow.
And she said, sometimes she'll get, like, little checks in the mail, royalty checks in the mail. And I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, aren't you, like, 39 now? She was like, yeah, she gets, like, royalty checks. And the thing about it is she said it really didn't hit until what she said. She said, you know what? 55, the 100 years from now, when your family members are still here and you're not, they're going to be able to say that, guess what? My great aunt was an author, you know what I'm saying? It's almost something like to pull up now, like I say, me and your books are totally different. So I don't know if they can pull mine out.
You know, but the funny thing is I think my friends and family and coworkers are like more excited than my actual immediate family, like my children. My children, it's okay. They're like me, you know. They're like, that's really cool, but I guess it hasn't even really, like, because they see me write all the time. I think my son was more, how would I put this, intrigued by the actual work, like the book when he saw it. And my daughter, she definitely, you know, but that was as far as it went. After that, Ma, you cooking? Like, it was no big deal, you know? It was nothing outside of that.
It goes back to normal, but. Bottom line, when you lay there at night before you go to sleep and you pray, you can say, guess what? I'm a published author. If nothing else is ever accomplished, you accomplish that. And that right there speaks volumes. I know I spoke to another author who actually interviewed me, and I was sounding exactly like you, humbled. But, and then it was her who was like, listen, don't never, ever, ever, ever dismiss it because somebody else is dismissing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, because you don't see the greatness in it, but there's so many other people who see your greatness. You know, if you talk about your everyday people, you know, well, my daughter was selling my book at her job. Now, the job that I now work at, this was sad, the job that I now work at. So I'm coming into this job thinking nobody's going to know me. And I got people asking me to sign their books, and I'm like, what book? So she just done completely threw me under the bus, and she doesn't work there no more. You know,
wow.
So, but it's, you know, I'm kind of got, I walk around with the attitude like, oh, it's okay, it's nothing. But then this one other woman told me, she said, never ever treat it like that. Always have that accomplishment and hold that accomplishment to your heart. Like she said, don't ever go no place without a book. You always keep at least 1 to 3 books with you. Because you can run into somebody who don't know you wrote a book. Or you might run into somebody who heard you wrote a book but been looking for it. And then that's when you pull it out. You don't know how many $10 I make out in the street. I be making a lot of $10 here and there in the street. Because they be like, I heard you wrote a book. I go, oh, yeah, I got it. how do I order it? I said, no, no, stand right here. I got you covered. You know, and then the fact that they don't have to order it from no place and they can get it from you. So you just saved them postage and you signed it. So that's Ava. Another piece of advice I'm going to give you. Always travel. I don't care if you're going to the laundromat. Always travel and take books with you. If you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to the library, if you're going to a church event, anywhere you're going, you keep books with you because somebody's going to say, I heard about that book and I didn't get it. And you're going to be able to say, guess what? I got you covered. Let's go ahead and sign it. Hey, you want to take a picture? We can do that too. And that's another thing I would advise you. Anybody who's purchased your book, anybody, go back with them and take pictures and post them to social media. And the reason why is this. People consistently see your books and see you consistently posting with people right away. That's going to give them the edge to want to know about it. And even
yeah.
though you wrote your book to help people and you wrote your book to motivate people, you know, you also deserve a reward from it as well. So that's another good piece of advice. Like if you go back down my timeline, you'll see it from when my book came out. Every other day I was posting people. I went into, what's the store, Pandora's Box, and sold them in there. And they had them, on their shelf. And sure enough, I took a picture of the girl in Pandora's Box with my sign out there. You know, so anybody that you sell a book to, I was selling them. I sold them to the post office. The post office kept watching me come in there, and they was like, what do you keep mailing? They said, what type of mail order business are you into? I said, I'm not into mail order business. This is my book that I'm sending to people that purchased it. Huh? Well, what book is this? And I had to give them the disclosure. How many days a week you go to church? Because it's more than two. This is not the book for you. And so... And so this one woman said, I don't go to church at all. I said, okay, well, I'm not going to say that I support the devil because I love the Lord. I do love the Lord, and I go to church. But I'm just going to give you my disclosure because church folks shun on this book here, I'm telling you. This one lady said, I buy it for support, but I can't read it. I said, okay, well, thank you. Please, let me go ahead and sign it for you. But that's another thing. Go to the post office. Consistently stay at the post office. They keep seeing you at the post office, they're going to want to know what you're doing at the post office. And then there goes some sales for you at the post office. And every time you walk in the post office, them same workers are going to be talking about your book. That's going to be having other people buy your book. So this is just advice to get this book circulating and making sure the world knows about it. I actually want to try to get it in Belize. I'm trying to work it out to see how I can get it in Belize because I have a Belize radio station who sells my book for me. But
thank you.
You're welcome. I'm trying to get them. I'm actually trying to get you an interview with them too, because if I can get you an interview with them, then they'll start selling it on their station. I think it's the Stu Morning Show. It's a radio station they do. So I'm trying to work out a couple of things for you, and I think yours will do a whole lot better because nobody has to think twice about it. You know, anything positive, everybody wants it. But what
don't
I'm,
say that.
I don't have no shame in my game. I already know. I'm aware, and I knew the consequences when I wrote it. And my defense, I wrote it as a couple retreat mechanism to help couples to rekindle, and that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. So that's where I go. I go to couples retreats. That's where I sell my books at, the couples retreats. You know, they put them in their little bags, their go bags when they're leaving. Now, what happens after they leave has nothing to do with me. But there's a couple of your poems in here that I want you to read.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you my most favorite one is Beautifully Black. That one, by far, is my favorite one. I think I've probably read it 10 times. I would say my next favorite is Let's Talk About Men. And then the third one is I Love You. But I would say my Beautifully Black, I've read that out loud. Like, I've had the book and I've read it out loud to people. So whenever you're ready, that's the first one I want to hear. And then after we finish reading, I'm going to play a break. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to start bringing in your callers, your guests.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to start with, what do you want me to read? One, and then we're going to go to a break?
Yeah, we can read one, then we'll go to a break.
Okay, I'm going to read Beautifully Black. Beautifully Black. In order for us to understand who we are as a people, We must revisit where we've been. From dirt huts to hopeless mental ruts to picking cotton for master way back when. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be made to do the unspeakable and held against your will? Can you imagine being whipped until your flesh rips, being degraded with no regard to how you feel? Imagine our sisters being raped and kept barefoot and pregnant while working helplessly to no end. Imagine how defenseless our brothers must have felt when they hung them just for looking at white women than human because they constantly tried to kill their self-esteem. But their mind and their faith in Jesus was all they had, so I imagine they learned to cope by mentally escaping. Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass came to abolish slavery, keeping the Underground Railroad intact. But some of us were too brainwashed to run or had grown too old and had forgot that we were born beautifully black. Soon God stepped in and answered their cries and the prayers of so many of them had prayed. No longer would they have to tolerate the degradation and humiliation of having to be anybody's slave. We come from a legacy of intriguing black people whose intelligence didn't always come from books. We were traumatized for the color of our skin, hated and dehumanized by demonic racist crooks. So, fast forward a few hundred years, and slavery is no more. We're now dealing with segregation and racial discrimination like never before. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had been praying and bring forth a message about being on the mountaintop. He protested with Rosa Parks and Jesse Jackson, endured beatings in jail so this madness would stop. It made no sense how they hosed them down and forced police dogs to attack. They're right, because their only crime was being born beautifully black. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech was heard and spread all across the nation. He spoke about racial equality and how only love and kindness could end racial segregation. Dr. King's birthday is now a national holiday. It is well-deserved, and it is a major step up. But what about the unsung heroes we don't hear about? Commemorating one black person's birthday is not enough. And yet, here we are after all these years, still dealing with racism in the form of police brutality. Because they refuse to accept that black lives matter or that black people are productive citizens of society. This cannot be what God intended. We are supposed to live as sister and brother. John 13:34 says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another." Loving one another means accepting each other without prejudice and knowing how to act, being given a choice and respecting our voice, and understanding we are proud to be born beautifully black. Thank you.
Wow, I love that. I'm telling y'all, I done read this thing almost like I wrote it. I done read it a whole bunch of times. This girl was like, "What are you reading?" I was like, "Girl, you got to get this book." Wow, I love that. That message is beautiful, and that's a message that needs to be read in the prison. So that's a message that will lift somebody's spirit. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play your favorite song by Miss Latrice Lawrence by your special request. She is a regular on my show, and you picked the song, so we're going to go ahead and play it, and then we're going to come right back.
Okay.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would say, sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new?
Now, Paula, you know one thing you did not, I did not tell you about that song is that that song was sung live. That was a that was not even pre-recorded. That was a live performance of her singing that song.
Really?
That was live. Yes. So, you know,
it.
You've been a regular on my show, too, lately, and you've been here, and I play that song, and I don't care what the topic is. It's only because I love her. I love her voice, and she moves. She moves, she's spiritual, and I love her. And thank you for picking that song, because I hope that your listeners, they liked it. Now, folks that are on the line, as soon as I have her read another one, I'm going to go ahead and open up. So if you guys want to speak, I know that I had somebody on the line from 1698. I know I'm going to get her first. And then anybody else who wants to speak to say a couple of positive words to our author here, you're welcome to press 1, and I'm going to bring you in as you press 1. So I think I see 1698, and then after that I see 4903, and then I go on down the line. But for now, I'm ready for you to read Let's Talk About Men.
Okay, and unfortunately I'm not prepared with that one. Hold on one second.
No, no, it's
can
okay. We can skip. We can skip.
Okay.
How about I Love You?
We need to skip that, too, because that's not the ones I had prepared for you.
I know, because I changed it. How about do the ones
I
chose? Because I changed it. I'm sorry. I've been reading the book for 2 weeks now.
You didn't tell me. I know. You told me the ones that you wanted, and I had those.
Okay, well, do those. Look, we're not confrontational. You know I love the whole book, so it's really my. You read my favorite. Anything after that, I'm okay with.
Okay. Noah, as I prepare for that, let me read this one because this is one of the ones that you told me that you like too, okay?
Okay.
This one is I Remember.
Yes.
I Remember. I remember growing up and hearing Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech for the very first time. That speech is older than I was, touched me, and planted seeds of hope in my mind. all of the adults would get so emotional humming spiritual hymns like We Shall Overcome. I would hear them saying things like, we didn't ask to be here, and it made me wonder, where exactly are we from? I was told Africa is where most African American people's past was laid. It's where we called home, and so they were kidnapped, sold for a price, and ultimately enslaved. I couldn't imagine anyone being hateful or cruel enough to commit such unspeakable sin. When we were taught we are all God's children, and he sees beyond the flesh or the color of our skin. The thought overwhelmed me of growing up one day and being looked at in the same light as white people, because I couldn't imagine them showing humanity towards us or them treating us equal. I'm thinking back to when my teacher wouldn't allow the colored kids to go to eat and go out for recess first, and how at only 8 years old, she tried to kill my dreams of me becoming a nurse. Dr. King's speech was powerful, and it taught me to never be afraid to stand up for what I believe. And although I have yet to become a nurse, if I still desired, it would be something already achieved. But I praise God for this brand new day and for allowing us to get past most of the bigotry. Proverbs 21 and 15 says, it is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. I remember when people truly cared for each other, whether black or white, the love was honest and pure. When brothers and sisters pressed on together, I miss that because we seldom do that anymore. Cannot live in anyone who loves God or in those who are living to live again. Trust God and lean not on your own understanding, because only the blood of Jesus can wash away sin. Amen.
Yes, that was one.
Yes, that was one.
Yes. And there was one more.
You told me a mother's prayer.
Yes.
Okay. A mother's prayer. When I look at my children, I often wonder, dear God, did I raise them right? Do they possess pure hearts? Are they acceptable in your sight? Are their mindsets focused on Christ, or are they full of lies? Because I don't ever want to look at them through biased, covered eyes. I often pray that you would touch their heart and lead them back into church, because there's nobody greater for them to worship than you, O God, in heaven and in earth. I cannot solely blame them for this, because a lot of how they feel has to do with me. Like when I fell short and left the church because I lost my sister unexpectedly. I never lost my faith, but I was so angry with you, Lord. You've since healed my heart. Now I need my family back on one accord. I know
Wow.
they read your word and they have a relationship with you, but I want them to serve you in your house, pay their tithes and offerings too. Whatever it is that hinders them, Lord, please take it away. Continue to keep them under your wing. Please hear them when they pray. I want them to truly understand what it really means to live holy. I want them to give themselves to you, Lord, but of their own free will solely. Like any mother, I love my children, and I want them to know you for themselves, because they commit their own sins, and I can't pray them in heaven or out of hell. So, Father God, as I close this prayer, I thank you for listening to me. Please keep my heart and soul safe under your grace and mercy. Amen.
Yes, I love that. It's almost like a prayer. It is a prayer, but I like it because it was probably the second, because I don't read book word from word. I don't read story after story. I skip. I never did a book like that. Because I'll read one, then I'll skip, go on to another one, then I'll come back. That's how I do. So I've never been the one who, you know, will read a book straight through. So it's crazy to me, but reading, like, a lot of your stuff is just, it's almost like reading from the Bible from time to time, but it's not. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to describe it in a way. It's like it's something that you would read because you get a message from it. It has a very positive message to it, and that's what really got me, the positive. So, I mean, it's – so I know that I have somebody that's going to be calling in to do a little surprise for you. I can't tell you about the surprise until they call in and you see the surprise. So you're really going to be surprised when you hear it. But I'm trying to give them time to call in before I open up the line for the callers. But because I know that once I open up the line, let me see how they call in. Let's see. All right. I think they're going to wait until towards the end of the show because we got a good 17, 18, maybe not close to 20 minutes left, so maybe they'll wait. So I'm going to start bringing your callers in. So I'm going to start first here. 1698, I have your line opened up. You're on the line with also Paula Montgomery. How are you this evening?
Fine, and yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. So go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and let you have it for our author here.
Well, first of all, she didn't describe herself really well. She's beautiful. She's a sister, a mother, a daughter, a true friend, someone that will have your back. Whether you are in trouble or not, she truly is a woman of God. She stands by her faith and what she believes in. And I am truly happy for her, and I just bless God for knowing her and for him bringing her into my life. Good job, Paula. Good job.
Aw. You trying to make me cry? Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
Not yet.
I could do that in our private time. But she truly is awesome. And we was talking, all her poems is my favorite. But my favorite out of all of them is Willie the Wino. And I know
Willie the Wino. Yeah, everybody's got that. Everybody's got one.
Yes.
Everybody's got one.
That's one of my favorites. And her other ones is her personals, which is Tiffany, Taquan, Takia. And because I know them, she truly spoke about their essence. And she did a beautiful job, and I tell her all the time, I understand you want to be humble, but she accomplished something. She set out. She set a goal. She did it. She made it. And she should be proud of herself.
That's what I told her. I told her, never downplay it. I know you're humble. You know, I understand. But, you know, you accomplished something. You accomplished something big that people don't accomplish in it. People have a dream of it that people can only imagine, to have the type of imagination and heart and God in them to be able to do something like this.
Exactly.
So it's powerful. It's a very powerful, you know, it's very powerful. And again, I am just humbled to be able to have you on the line, humbled to be able to do your interview, just completely humbled with you all together. So, and I'm elated. Like, just to hear the positivity is just, it's like I said, it's what we need today, because there's so much negativity going on and so many bad things are happening day after day after day. You turn on the news, something different. I know here we had the 6-year-old who just died, who had gotten shot. And he just died. Like, his family was fighting for him. The town pulled together. And the weird thing is, it was a little middle school. I think the little boy is 13 or 14 that actually did the shooting.
Yeah.
He shot his father. Then he went and shot students and a teacher. And a little boy died. And see, stuff like that that's going on today. You need something positive. You need something uplifting. You need something that's going to help thee. Like, I was thinking a really good children's book right now would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Something positive for children. Because you just got so much stuff going on, and right now, they're our future. And if every time you turn around, something bad is going on with them, how does our future look? Just us,
you know,
as
what,
people.
Brenda? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm working on one of those as well.
That's good.
My daughter. My daughter and I are working on that.
That's good.
But
that's good. You should. That right there is going to be something. I'm ready for that because there's not enough out there for the kids right now. And the kids are the ones who are going to be the ones later on. They really matter the most right now.
Right.
Because they're the ones who are going to carry on the legacies. So if they're not motivated, and if they're not to where they can be, you know, if they're not motivated and they're not in a situation to where they can actually get to where they're positive about stuff, they're so negative about life and everything that's going on now because of the stuff, because of the world. You know, they don't really have faith in the cops anymore. They don't really have faith in the teachers anymore. They don't really have faith in going to church anymore. It's just, I watch them. They're the biggest people I watch as children. And when you see, like, you know, I was watching, I'm going to go back. I was watching something on TV, and it was old, like old. And this little boy was like maybe 10, and it was in the black and white TV ages. And he had to go out before he can go to school in the morning, he had to go out there. He had to take care of all the animals. You know, this boy had chores. But then you look at the average 10, 11-year-old today, you can't get him from in front of TV. You look at the average 17, you think about when he was our age and we worked and we had jobs and we were dedicated workers. You can't – let me tell you, a day and age where a job pays somebody $2 extra an hour just to make 40 hours a week, that says a whole lot about them employees. And it's just speechless. But I want to say thank you so much for calling in as well. Can you still hear me? Am I still here with everybody?
Yes, Brenda. It's Bridget. Yes, I can still
Bridget.
Hear you.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for everybody for you calling in and stay on the line with us. I'm going to try to go ahead and pick up because I know she got a surprise coming through that's going to blow everybody's mind. And it was a last-minute surprise. Yes.
Oh,
it's going to blow everybody's mind. Everybody's mind.
Jesus.
Look, you never know what's going to happen on Speak Your Mind Radio.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, hon. Well, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Stay with us, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving until this person comes in. Let me see if they're here. Before I pick up the other line, let me see if they're here. Okay, let's see. This is a special, special prize just for you. Now you'll be prepared the next time we do your interview for, like, your children's book or a huge thing, that something else you've done. You'll be prepared now. You'll know what to expect.
Yeah.
Won't nothing seem like a surprise. Let's see. I know they're calling me because I'm looking for their number. You got a lot of folks that's called in here.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, let me see if he's here. Okay, 7. Hold on a sec. I'm ready. I want to. Okay, I think he's here. Oh, he's trying to come in. I'm going to pick up somebody else, though, until he gets here, because I don't want to keep the other folks holding. So I don't quite see him. Okay, here he is. Hello, hello. Do I have my special surprise on for our author spotlight?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, I have Miss Paula Montgomery. She is a brand new author of Vulnerable, Stepping Out Beyond Fear. I have you on the line, and I have Mr. Laurie Edwards on the line with us as well to give you your special surprise.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. I want to do this for you. Congratulations. So.
Thank you.
Who's coming off of that? I want to say congratulations to you. I just want to say, Miss Montgomery, congratulations.
I just want to thank you for your time. Wish you all success in the world. I just want to say, God keep you in his arms. If I could just find the words to say, thank you. Thank you for touching us. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of Speak Your Mind Radio. And Brenda Williams, I just want to say thank you for your presence. And I just want to wish you Godspeed.
We got a crying. We got a crying. See what you done did, Laurie. See?
You and my love, well, any fellow artist is the one thing. So, you know, I love Awful.
Yeah.
You know, but on that, I wish you much.
Laurie, where are you? Aren't you in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now.
Well,
yeah.
Y'all should collab because.
Oh. Is she in New York?
You should collab. Yes, she is in New York. And you guys need to definitely collab. I can see her positivity, and I can see you singing just what you just now sang. And I can see bringing you guys back on my show doing it. So I'm going to link you with Miss Paula Montgomery.
Is she in New York?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, inbox me. I got a show coming up December the 6th. And I'm doing a special, you know, in Manhattan. I could definitely use a collab, you know, or something.
Okay. All right. Well, tell Larry, before I let you go, tell everybody else where to find you at.
They can find me, Facebook.com, Larry D. Edwards. If you like what you heard, www.larry.bandcamp.com. My album, Poetic Love. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Soul of Larry, and Larry Edwards Music on YouTube. And, you know, I'll post anything else in the event room, and I'm going to give the shine back over to Ms. Paula Montgomery. Just congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, brother. I will be hollering at you, brother. Thank you. Always coming through for me. That's what's up. Thanks, brother. All right. All right. Let me go on back here because I got to go ahead and get your callers real quick before we run out of time. Let me get them all in here. I'm going to start bringing them in. Told you I had a surprise for you. Uh-huh.
That was awesome. I definitely wasn't expecting that.
I'm telling you, when Laurie first did that to me, it got me speechless, too. He called into my show and sang for me, and it had me speechless. I might have been in tears, too, so I don't know. I don't got used to it now.
Wow.
But the first time you hear it, you're like, wait a minute. All right, so let me start bringing folks in. I've got 4903. You're on the line with Paula Montgomery. How are you this evening?
Good evening.
Good evening.
How is everybody? Hello?
Awesome. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Sheila.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you, Paula. Paula is my sister in Christ. She's my friend. She's my coworker. And we've just been waiting for her book to hit. And now that she is published, I can't tell you how proud I am of you, Paula. And keep up the good work. And you know I love you. And I just see that so many doors are opening up for you, and it couldn't happen to a better person.
Aww. Thank you, Miss Sheila.
Thank you.
It is. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Okay.
She's kind of still stars. Look, she's kind of still struck from her serenade.
Oh, that song
she'll
was
okay.
awesome. Off the chain. I can't wait for you to do that show.
That's what I said. This show is about putting people together. And I think, and
That's
I just
right.
remembered that,
that
Barry was in
wonderful.
New York. And that would be all of you guys.
We
like, even Loretta. Yeah, even Loretta. Like, there's so many good people that are in New York that just need to do a bunch of stuff together. I'll make a trip
yes.
to come down there. I'm excited.
Yes.
But thank you so
yes.
much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Good night,
okay.
Michelle.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead to, I'm just going to keep them moving down so I can get everybody in. I've got 1092. You're on the line with Paula Montgomery. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, Paula's just, she's not like, but she is my sister. Hey, Paula.
Hey,
And, I mean, I'm already nervous, so I'm going to keep it short, cute, and sweet. I just want to wish you all the success and all the happiness with your book. I'm just, like, extremely proud of you. And
thank you.
So emotional. I'm trying not to cry. So, but I'm just really, really, really proud. And I love listening to you do your poetry. I can't wait for my book to finally get here from Barnes & Noble. So,
aww.
But it's just like, I just can't wait to read it. It's just like, it's going to be good to read something from what I've already heard you read and stuff like that. It's just such an inspiration, and it's just like so deep, and it's put together beautifully. And I just wish
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All the blessings and all the success with your book and everything that you put your hands on, because I know that you're a dedicated woman. You're a hardworking woman. You're beautiful inside and out. And so I know as strong as your faith is and as dedicated as a woman you are, you're going to do amazing things beyond this. So I can't wait to read your book, and I can't wait to see the new things that you're doing, and can't wait to come down and see you hopefully soon.
Oh, thank you, Tosh. I love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
Thank
you. I can't
you.
Wait.
That was
thank so you
sweet.
So much.
Like, your callers are so sweet. Like, my callers, you heard my callers. My callers be off the chain. All yours are so sweet. All right. Thank you, hon. You know, my callers be off the chain. Let me go ahead and get another one in here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Wow. All right, we're going to keep going. 0625, I have you on the line with Paula Montgomery. How are you this evening?
Hey, doing very good, thank you. This is Pastor Miles Fitzpatrick, Lansing, Michigan. Love the book.
Hey,
Paula,
Pastor Miles.
Hey, Pastor.
Oh, bless you.
It's a great book, and the selections that you chose tonight were extraordinary pieces of work, just highlighting the African-American struggle, and particularly, you know, with the heightened sensitivity that we have right now in America, just extraordinary, just very moving. And one of the things that I wanted to say, I think the there's been discussion about how moving these works are. It's really prophetic, you know, from the standpoint of God speaking through you to be his mouthpiece or his scribe to write. And that's a privilege and an honor. And you've taken
Amen.
Up that mantle, you've taken up that challenge and said you are ready to step up for it. And so that's great. Very proud of you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for
very
calling
much.
In. Look, I don't have a pastor on the line. Wait, I'm moving up. No, I'm just kidding. Tell you, my callers are never this nice. They're all nice, and everybody's so sweet. Wait, Paula, you've been on my show. You know I don't be having nice calls. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you know what? No, some of my people are like that. But
yeah,
you know,
well, it'd be my topic.
Best behavior.
Yeah, it'd be
Depending
my
topic,
you know.
depending on the topic, you'll get, you know.
Yeah, they be round up when they call in here after they've been on hold. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, Pastor. Just thank you. Just elated. Great show. So let me go ahead and I'm going to try to get a couple more in here before I, let's see here, who I got coming in next. Hold on a sec. I want to bring in, I don't know if I brought this one in yet. We're going to see. 0625, you're on the line with Paula Montgomery. Okay, let's try.
I'm here.
Okay. I think I just brought in somebody else. Not 49, well, let's see, 8632. Last four digits.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Sophia. That's my mom, and I just want to tell you that I'm so proud of you, Cynthia. I love you so much, and you're doing really great. Stop being so nervous.
Thank you. I love you too, daughter.
Yeah, stop being nervous. Relax. They only can see you. They can't see you. Relax.
I'm always like, I don't know.
Well, you're doing really great. So, you know,
Thank you. You're totally okay.
You're doing really great. So I'm going to go ahead and play this last song before we end out, and then I'm going to come right back to you. Only because,
okay.
You know, of course, this was a Speak Your Mind theme song that Latrice Lawrence did. And
mm-hmm.
I gave her this project, and she did it. I think I gave her the project before I went on vacation. And then she sent it to me, and I was elated after she sent it to me. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I'm going to come back and close out the show because I definitely said I wanted to get this one in. But it's been a great show, though. I mean, we've had a couple of I-can't-believe moments, but it's been a really good show. So,
yes.
Let's see here.
Tell anyone to listen, I said about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's best for me? Prepare my heart. Whatever comes, oh, I wanna be ready. Pay the price, 'cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life, and I'll give you my love as my tribute, my
Wow. Other song, like, I listened to that song on my timeline probably 10 times a month, and it was the version, Yolanda Adams version, where it was the guy who was doing the mime. And I don't know if I enjoyed the song or the miming the most. I can't tell. But all I can tell you is I was almost ready to put a miming suit on to this song. And then I asked the trees to do it. I was like, can you do this song for me? And I gave it to her to do, and she did it. So I said I would only play Latrice Lawrence on the show for you because she's so spiritual, and I'm just excited. So before we end out, I just want to say to you, thank you so much. I want to tell you that I definitely 100% appreciate you. And I see you doing so much more. Like, I just feel like this is just the beginning. This is just, like, you just starting to climb uphill, and this is just, you just starting out. And it's just, I'm just so excited for you and so elated for you, because your blessing is going to touch so many people, and it's going to touch so many hearts that, you know, you, and I will believe, I honestly agree with and believe what the pastor said. You're speaking on God's behalf. You're being the vocal person on God's behalf. And God put you here for that message, to send out that message. And I'm just elated, like I said, to even be in your circle, to be able to have the book, to be able to pick it up when I want and go back through it when I have some hard times or when something hits me hard. So I'm just going to say I'm completely proud of you. But I would also like you to share with our callers, where could they purchase your book? How can they find your book?
Thank you so much for your kind words, Brenda. I cannot even imagine. I'm just so humbled. Believe me when I tell you, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for the experience and just being, like I said earlier on, the vessel he chose to use to bring forth this body of work. The book can be purchased on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and also through the publisher itself. It's www.zulon, that's spelled xulon.com. I mean, you have to create a profile like on Amazon, but you can purchase the book on, you know, any of those three outlets.
Okay.
Prayerfully, people will purchase, you know, and get something out of it. You know, don't just purchase the book because it's me. Purchase it because you want to get something out of it, because there's a word in there for each of us, you know?
Yes, I agree. Now, what do you have up and coming? What do you have planned? What is your plans? This is the final question I'm going to ask you. When you wrote this book, what was your intentions for the world with this book, and where do you see yourself going with this book?
My intentions was simply the call of God to win souls for Christ. He put this in me to do, and I'm actually now working on book two, and I'm working on a children's book. I have so many things that I'm working on that I don't want to quite, you know, say, because people tend to run with your ideas, so I kind of want to keep certain things to myself for a minute, but there's definitely going to be a book two, because I've already started that. And like I said, the children's book, but there's so many things that I will keep you privately abreast on. You know, I'll be inboxing you certain things. And that way we can always be on one accord and, you know, have things moving, you know, where people can get something from what I'm doing.
Definitely.
A positive
look,
I mean, you know.
I'm proud. I just take heed, you know, to negativity. Make sure when it comes your way, it bounces right off and keeps it moving. Because
Amen.
To be honest with you, becoming a published author, regardless if it's positive, if it's erotic, if it's even ganks, you'll always run into those couple of people who will try to bring you down or try to take your glory down, because they themselves are not where they want to be. And the biggest piece of advice that I can give you about that is pray about it, pray for them, and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
Don't let anybody taint your idea of what you're doing, because you're doing a good job. You've done a good job. I see so much more for you in the future, and I'm just elated to be working with you, to be able to push you out into the world and to be able to let the world know about you and know who you are.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking with each other, because as each book comes out, we'll be doing an interview. As each big event comes out, we'll be doing it. If you have something that you have coming up and you want to just, you know, promote it, a lot of people, for some reason, they like to hear about promotions. They like to hear about stuff going on, other stuff going on, and sometimes it helps them to be able to call into a radio station and hear it. So I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet, but I'm going to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And you know that I'm a regular listener as well. When I'm not, you know, too busy, or I can keep, you know, at least I try twice a month or more to listen in on you on Thursday, you know, nights. And I encourage my family and friends as well to, you know, call in too. And
I don't know. Don't tell the pastor to call in, because you know my show be off the chain. Pastor, if you're on this line, don't you call in on Thursday night. Hallelujah, don't do it. Well, this week is breast cancer, so this week will be decent. This week is, you know, you know, I'll be keeping you laughing. You'll be listening to the show. Your inbox, you'll be like, you're a mess. I know, I just had somebody tell me yesterday, I like you, but I don't like you. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't like you on your show. I'm like, I'm sorry, but it's Speak Your Mind Radio, so we don't hold down anything, you know, but it'll be a good show this week, because we're doing dedication for breast cancer awareness. We'll have a bunch of different poets that'll call in and do breast cancer awareness poetry. So we'll have that going on this week. We'll speak to some victims. We'll speak to some survivors. So it'll be Actually, Pastor, if you're on the line, yeah, you can call in because we might need a prayer this week. So, yes, you can call in.
Amen.
No other Thursday. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know I'm silly. It's late at night.
Yes.
I'm tired, but no, I'm just kidding. But I want to say thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Thank
you
for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and just open up the lines. If anybody want to say anything as last words, you know, I'm just going to open them up before I end out because I know there's a bunch of people that have their hand up, and I don't know if I got them because I was trying to mute as we were listening to the music. So I'm just going to bring everybody in, and you guys can say some final words. I'll bring everybody in one by one to say final words to Paula before the show ends. Okay, 8619, I've got you in. Okay, we're going to go up the ladder. 9059, I have you in.
Hi, Paula?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi, this is Roz. I'm on the Bronx River Parkway.
Hi, Roz.
Listening to the show. Hi, how are you? I've been enjoying this so much, and I have my Bluetooth on, and I know I sound terrible, but I just want you to know I'm so proud of you. The pastor said what I wanted to say, and the host of the program said also the other part. I just want you to know when the Lord speaks to you and he tells you what he has to say, every single drop is like elixir or a tonic. And so when you give it,
Amen.
Know that your words are power, they're spirit, they're life, and you are going to be a catalyst that brings people together. That's all I want to say.
Amen.
And girl,
thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you. And,
thank you.
And lady, you're welcome. And lady host, I'm going to try to call it on Thursday. Just tell me what time. And I'm an evangelist, Lady Roz. And we're going to pray on Thursday, too.
Yeah, I be needing some prayer because, you know, my show be off the chain. But what time do my show start? I think it starts at 10 o'clock. No, it starts at 10 o'clock because, you know,
started at 10 now, yeah.
Yeah, I had to let these people go to sleep, you know. I'm thinking some of the bad folks to go to sleep, and I get the good ones on after 10 o'clock.
And bless you for having her on because she has so much positivity, so much power. She's dynamic, but she's also a beautiful lady as well. And she is humble, but she's powerful. So she's
Thank
New
you.
York's best-kept secret, so... God bless
Aww.
You, and may you continue to do great things.
Thank you. God
so
bless
much.
You, too.
Okay, I'll get someone else with her. Good night.
Good night. Okay. So we're going to go ahead. So we have the 9. So I'm just going to go up the ladder and just bring them all in one by one. I've got 8632 on the line.
That's my daughter. She already spoke. You can skip her.
Okay. I've got 0625 on the line. I'm just going to start bringing them in for final words if they want to say final words.
Hi, Brenda. This is
Hi.
The pastor, Pastor Giles again.
Oops. My bad. No, I'm just kidding. Look, Pastor, I've been good, and I'm going to pray before I go to sleep. I am.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are just too funny tonight. I'll suffice it to say that what the previous caller had just spoken on is so true. The word elixir or a tonic, when God gives you his word, whether it is scripture or inspired by your heart, from his heart to your heart, and you put it on paper. See, Brenda already said it, and she didn't put it in these words, but also, for the most part, it's gonna outlive you. So in a sense, God has placed a little bit of his eternal spirit in you that his word, what he inspired you to write, will live on through eternity. And so
Amen.
That is power. Take it to the jails. Take it to the nursing homes. Inspire a next generation and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. So you don't got me in trouble with the pastor. Got me over here laughing. Okay. I'm bringing in one more. 6605. Let me bring him in for final words here. 6605, you back with us? about 6973?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Yes,
we
I'm here.
Hear you. Okay, well, we were bringing you in for final words.
Well, okay, I just want to say, you know, congratulations to my sister. I wasn't
Paige.
Able to. What's up, Paige? I wasn't able to make her book signing, but the next one I definitely will be there for. You know, I'm super proud of you, Paige. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. See, look, we're trying to get them all in here. They're coming in, but we're trying to get them all in here. 4903, I got you online.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Oh, Sheila again.
Okay,
yeah,
well, go ahead, let Sheila say her final words. Yep, we're going to bring it back
yes,
in here to get
I
Sheila.
Just want
to
say, Paula, this is the ticket, I'm telling you. This is it, girl. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready.
Yes.
You always say that.
That's right. It's your time, honey. And I'm so, so, so glad that you have allowed me to be a part of it.
Aw. I wouldn't have
okay.
it any other way.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. Have a good night, everybody.
You too, Miss Sheila.
Okay.
Good night, Sheila.
Good night.
All right. So we're going to bring in the last person before we end out. I'm bringing back on 1698.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yep, I wanted to bring you back on for some final words.
Oh, yes.
Miss Paula here.
All I can say is,
can you hear me?
Say yes. 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 Amen. Awesome job.
Amen.
Awesome job.
Yes, amen.
Thank
you, Bridge. You so much.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. I think.
In the...
Wait. She was talking. I don't want to cut her off. Okay.
Right.
I brought you back on. I don't like cutting folks off.
Thank you. I know there's other church folks on there, but, you know, that book, could you, like, hit me up on Facebook? I ain't got time for that. That's my, you know, tag.
Okay.
What book?
Brenda's book.
Wait a minute. Disclosure. How many times? No, I'm just kidding.
I was married.
Oh, shoot. Okay, we in the house. So I'm married. Okay, I got you. Thank you, hon. All right. So, Paula, I want to say again, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you. I know that you'd probably be cracking up when you were listening to mine, too, but I want to say thank you. And I encourage everybody to come out this Thursday night, same phone number. We're going to be talking about breast cancer. There's going to be a lot of poetry on. I'm hoping Paula comes on and shares some poetry as well. So it's going to be a great show. Now, next week, we're not going to talk about that now because I know we still got the pastor on here, so we're going to talk about next week. But this week, we got breast cancer going on. But, Paula, I want to say thank you so much. Great show. I got a boost of energy. I was tired before I started, but great show. And I'll be uploading this to your page probably by tomorrow so you can have it to go back
Thank
and listen
you.
To as well. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to add before we end out?
I just want to say I thank God again, and I thank everybody that called in and everybody that commented, and I'm sorry for the ones who didn't because I know so many people I'm getting, like texts, I didn't get to say anything that people want to speak, but, you know, it's an hour show. I'm sorry, but just thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you, and God bless us all.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm sorry, guys, if I didn't get you. She's going to have many more interviews to come. And you folks that I missed, you make sure you get their phone numbers so I'll make sure they come in first next time. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure we didn't hang up on anybody. So I know how the online radio is a little bit different. You know, when they say, okay, your show is over, they kind of get you with your show is over. So, but other than that, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that pretty much covered it. I will be having another book signing October 22nd. It's going to be at the Yonkers Public Library. You can inbox me at my page on Facebook if you're interested in coming. that pretty much does it for right now.
All right, awesome. All right,
and
well,
I thank
play...
you, Brenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to play one last song for you because I don't think you even heard this one. It's short, but I'm going to play it. But I want to say good night, and to everybody who came on, thank you so much. God speaking through you, and just get ready. That's all I'm going to say is get ready because God is speaking through you, and your message is going to be heard through volumes. Right now your message is being heard all over the world. I've got every area code on this line, so plus I have online listeners, so just love you for it, girl. So hold on, I'll play one more song.
You.
You're welcome, hon.
Love the Jesus.